There was funding secured that I secured earlier on the year for traffic cam measures in Ballina Estate, where there were many people on to me about the hazards that existed and the near misses, I suppose, that occurred in there over the last number of recent months. So the council last week put in a mock-up of potential traffic camming measures by way of a chicane. It wasn't down too long. The local residents were not happy with the situation that presided there and how the council had designed it. So I have asked the council, firstly, to remove the mock-up, which they done last Friday, and secondly, to come up with another suite of options by way of traffic cam measures. It does appear to me very clearly that the residents within the estate would be happy with ramps. So what I have done is I've asked the safety engineer with Donegal County Council to have a re-look and a redesign of options. And it is my intention then that next week, when those options are available to us, that we will have a meeting in the Ballina Resource Centre to discuss with the local residents the options that are there and if they want to proceed with any of the options, because we don't have, I suppose, the luxury of having the money there for an endless period of time. If it's not spent by a distinct date, it will be lost. So we have an option to either put in some type of traffic cam measures that is agreeable to the residents, or else leave it as is. And I would hope that we do come to some agreement by way of traffic cam measures that will ensure the safety of all the users, both pedestrians and car users within the estate of Ballina.
Safety paramount, but also, as you mentioned, very important to choose the one, I suppose, that suits everybody within the area. Seemingly the last option that was used as a trial didn't suit.
Correct. The option that was put there by the council, and it was myself who asked the council to put in a mock-up rather than just go in and start hard construction. And I'm glad I'd done that, because it proved very quickly that it wasn't an option that was that sat well with most of the residents. It may have had an effect on calming traffic, but there was going to be parking spots lost, which was unfair, directly outside of residents' houses. And there were other issues that people had, and they weren't satisfied with it. So I asked the council to remove it, which they did, and to look at other options. And I'm hopeful that they will come up with some options that will suit both the council from a traffic cam point of view and the residents from an aesthetic and usability point of view.